This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hi, everybody. I hope all of you are keeping well. Now, one of the challenges that we are often facing in our work life is dealing with stress. We are all working with KPIs, we have targets, and we are always trying to chase the target, which means we're always in that state of stress. And due to our poor planning, due to our poor management of our stress, we end up holding on to this stress for a long period of time in our life, which makes this stress become chronic in nature. And when it is chronic stress, it will lead to mental health issue, but additionally, it will have physical concerns as well. It can lead to inflammation, coronary issues, diabetes, and so on and so forth. So it's extremely critical that you find ways to deal with these issues. And today I'm going to share some important tips which can hopefully help you start relaxing more at your workplace and working in an intelligent manner whereby you're not in a chronic stress. Now, the first point which I want to share over here in this regard is that you need to establish certain rules and boundaries at your workplace. Carrying your work back home is not the objective of working in the first place. You're going out to work for 8 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours or whatever your sketch time is. You're supposed to work in that period of time, and then you're supposed to lock up and come back home. Once you put off your laptop, you're supposed to totally remain switched off till your next time you log in. Unfortunately, with the modern day technology and with everything getting synced onto our mobile phones, our Gmails and our WhatsApp, we are actually carrying back our work. So there are leaders and supervisors also who carry back their work. So when they are back home, instead of relaxing and preparing themselves for the next day, they're busy sitting down on WhatsApp group and sending out messages to the team. The fact that they are harassing their colleagues and the juniors because they're not letting them rest, they're also taking a stress on themselves. And that doesn't make sense at all. If you are at the workplace, as much as important as it is to look after your team and ensure that the targets are met, it should never come at the cost of a life of a person. And when I say life of a person, life means his physical health, his mental health, his emotional health. Nothing can come at the cost of these three. So as leaders and supervisors, you need to ensure that you actually exercise caution in this regard, not only for the well-being of your team, but your own well-being as well. So establish clear boundaries. You should not be carrying your work back home. And this rule should apply for everyone at home. Once the time is over, now it's time to just relax, cut yourself off from technology. Focus more on your personal life, on yourself. The second point I want to mention is to practice self-care. You have to look after yourself. No one else is going to look after you. No one else. You have to look after yourself. And therefore, it's extremely important that you start practicing self-care. Once you're back, when you cut off from this work, cut off from technology, now is the time for you to spend some time maybe reading books if you're fond of reading, or if you like listening to some poetry, you can listen to some poetry. Others like to relax by going out to the gym and exercising and looking after their health. Do whatever it takes to just calm yourself down, relax yourself down, and spend some time with yourself. That's important. You need to spend time with yourself. It's called self-care, and you need to look after yourself. Self-care does not mean that you sit down with your mobile phone and you start going through your mobile phone. That's not self-care. You're harming yourself. So you need to cut yourself off from mobile phones as well. You just need to spend time with yourself. Connect yourself with nature, for example. Go out and spend some time in the nature with no mobile phones. Just connect yourself and feel yourself as part of the nature. And this is one of the ways you can actually de-stress yourself. You will see this will work wonders in your life. The third important point at your workplace is to take breaks. Many of us, when we are working, and nowadays with the hybrid model, when we are working, we don't realize what the time is. So we work at a stretch. Sometimes we're working on projects and we just involved for 2 hours and 3 hours and 4 hours at a stretch. This is not healthy at all. You need to take breaks. You see the smartphones nowadays, you have the smartwatches. The smartwatches after every 50 minutes will give you a reminder that you need to start moving. You've been seated for a long time. You've been inactive for a long time. So you understand the importance of being active. You understand the importance of taking these breaks. Take a small break. In fact, even your eye surgeons and eye specialists, they tell you today that You cannot be sitting in front of your laptop for long hours. It's going to have an impact on your eyes as well. So you need to blink, you need to look at a distance, just blink your eyes, relax your eyes. Your system needs to take a break. You don't need to stress your system for more than 1 hour. Take a break after an hour, take a 5 minutes break and then come back. You'll feel rejuvenated even though it's just a short 5 minutes break. The fourth point over here is the management of time. Time management is a critical issue, and I know many of us struggle with that. By the way, if you are struggling with time management and you need any assistance, you can feel free to send me a message and we can connect and discuss on how we can make you manage your time effectively. Coming back to the time management issue, many of us don't know how to prioritize our work. We don't know what is most important, what is least important, which work is due immediately, which work is due 4 months from now. We have no ideas on how we should prioritize our work. It is little wonder that you will find that many people will keep delaying their work till the end, and when it's just around the corner and it's due, you're going to raise your stress levels in order to complete the task. So what happens is, you delayed your work when you could have actually started doing it early and finished it well within the course of time, but rather you have pushed it till the end, raised your stress levels to a point that now you're working under stress. And we already said that if you're under stress for a prolonged period, it is going to cause health concerns and issues. So by allowing stress to come into your life when you could have avoided it, you're harming yourself and you have to look after your health. The next point that we have over here is to practice mindfulness. Now, it's extremely important that you engage in mindful techniques. For example, deep breathing exercises. These are ways by which you start calming yourself. You relax yourself by engaging in deep breathing exercises. Going to the gym and exercising is one way. Some people prefer going for yoga as well. Whatever it is, whatever technique you are using, but you need to engage in some mindful techniques. This is going to help you de-stress yourself from the workload and from the hectic schedule that you already have. In addition to this, it's extremely important that you engage in physical activity. Now, I'm going to stress on physical activities separately. We did discuss on the self-care. We did discuss on mindful techniques, but we are reiterating the importance of physical activity. Nowadays, most of the work is on laptop, and we are able to do our work just sitting at one place. This is not healthy. Human beings were not designed to sit at one place and work. We were designed to get involved in activities, and therefore physical system gets affected when we are continuously sitting for long stretches. So therefore it is extremely important that you take these intelligent breaks, which is going to be helpful for you, and engage in physical activities, for example, taking part in some games. For example, I know of people who take part in tennis, squash, cricket, for example. Some people take part in marathon racing. Again, you should not overdo them. You need to understand how much your body needs it. You're not an athlete. You're not expected to be like an athlete. So you have to just do that much, which is enough for you to keep your stamina levels high. Last and most important, two things which I want to discuss on. One is technology. This is a challenge that all of us are facing. How we can unplug ourselves from technology. It's a challenge because now everything is linked to our technology. Our restaurants are on mobile phones, on apps. You need to get some people to help you with housework and cleaning. There are apps for that as well. You really don't have to move and go anywhere. Your entire Netflix is on mobile phones now. Your entire YouTube is on mobile phones now. So if you want to watch something, you can just simply go open the app and start watching. You can connect with your families and friends through WhatsApp and WhatsApp groups. So that personal touch is over. We are not unplugged from technology. In fact, we are totally engrossed with our technology. We need to take some time out from this as well. We need to unplug ourselves from technology. And this has to happen through a conscious means. I don't mean being busy trying to do some work and so your mobile phone is away from you. That's separate. I'm saying consciously there should be a time during the day when you're doing nothing, but you're totally cut off from technology. You're just staying away from mobile phones for that period of time. Unplug yourself from technology and get enough sleep. That's the last point which I wanted to mention. It's important that you look after your health. Most of the health concerns that we have today is not because of stress and so on and so forth. It is primarily because of sleep, because we don't allow our systems to relax, because we don't allow our physical body and our mental body to relax. And that is because we don't get enough sleep. The mobile phones keep us awake till late, and then morning you need to leave early for work. You're not getting your proper sleep. You need to become strict. Saying that we can't do it, we've tried doing it, it's impossible, is not acceptable. It's your life. You need to look after your life. No one else is going to come and take care of you, as I said in the beginning. So these are some of the important points which I wanted to mention. Now you need to see how you're going to prioritize things in your life. The most important thing is there has to be awareness and concern regarding the stress that we have at our workplace, and there should be conscious effort on our part to start working on removing these stresses from our life or de-stressing ourselves by engaging in important activities. I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you benefited from it. Thank you so much for watching. Please remember to like the video and share it with those who may benefit as well. Thank you for watching.